tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Johnson.
AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Damn it.
Who's that?
I think it's a crow's squawk. Is that what it's called? It's a crow's call.
Yeah.
Whew. It's terrifying. Okay, I really have no idea. This is not exactly...
It's dramatic.
It's very dramatic. Yeah. You know what else is dramatic? The fact that it's just me and the Walking Dale on the Raw After Show. What's up, everybody? That's right. All right, we can cut the sting music and... What's happening? Oh, my computer. My computer volume's on. I'm like, why are we so... Here we go. What's up, everybody? Kathy Kelly, still in Japan. We know she's having the time of her life.
Konnichiwa.
Yep, that's right. That means, what's up? She'll be back. What's up, girl? She'll be back next week. So guess what? You're stuck with us, too. You're stuck with your wrestling compadres. Johnny LaQuasto at Jay Quasto. That's my man. He's always vest for business. That's at The Walking Dale. He go by Dale Rutledge.
Hey, that's me.
What's happening, dog?
Not much.
This is fun. We actually forgot Kathy was in Japan. So we got here today. And we hit like, you know, an hour into Raw, and I was like, I don't think Kathy's coming. And I was like, oh, Japan.
Yeah, that's going to stop her from being here.
Yep.
Yeah.
How dare her?
You know what? It's all right.
It's us.
She gets to do what she wants.
It's us for an hour. And guess what, guys? We have an announcement for you about this show that you're watching right now. Or, well, you're not listening. You're watching. What's that announcement, Dale?
We're going to be taking calls?
We might take a few phone calls. We might.
Maybe?
Take a few phone calls. We're thinking about it. We figured, why not? We don't have too many options when it comes to... It's just him and I. Why not take some
phone
calls?
I can't talk to you all day.
I don't want to talk to myself or listen to myself. I mean, for God's sake. So let's get right into it. Monday Night Raw from the championship campus of Ohio State University. I thought this was a good transitional Raw, taking us to Fastlane.
Well, it's a good transition for Roman Reigns, I feel, too.
Yo, these last 2 weeks, as angry as everyone was, 2 weeks ago only?
Almost three, I think, yeah.
I mean, the way Raw ended, homeboy looking mad.
I like it. I mean, it's even at the top of the show, he's just not really pandering to the crowd at all. He's just like, you can like me, you cannot like me, Daniel Bryan, whoever you want to put in my way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to mow him down.
And with the way everything ended, I love the dynamic between Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan. You know, why should they be friends? Screw that. I don't care who people cheer for, who people boo. If they're going to fight to see who goes to WrestleMania, tempers should flare.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest show you could have on the line. So I'm glad they're not doing this to like, oh, we're both faces, and so we're buddies, and we'll just see better man wins.
Better believe it.
I like it.
So yeah, Roman Reigns starting off the show in the ring. He's like, hey man, I don't care anyone who steps in my way. I got a spear for you. Daniel Bryan hits the ring. He's like, easy there, big dog. You're bigger than me. You're stronger than me. But when it comes to looks, I'd say we're about even.
The crowd loved that, by the way.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
And who wouldn't?
But he did say, I am the better wrestler when it comes to in the ring, which is... Now, yeah. Dim's a fighting word.
Well, I mean, come on. Who's going to argue that?
I mean...
It's like almost back to 2013, leading up to SummerSlam, Daniel Bryan, one of his battle cries was, John Cena, you can't wrestle, basically. It's kind of the way we're going here with the Reigns thing. And honestly, that's a fair argument.
I mean, there's a lot of similarities between Reigns and Cena.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so I think Daniel Bryan's got some good points.
I mean, when you think about it, Daniel Bryan was you know, wrestling at Ring of Honor and all over the world when Roman Reigns was playing college football. So, I mean, he's got a very, very fair argument.
Or maybe just in high school. I don't know how old Reigns is. He's not too old.
No. I want to say he's like 27. Let's see.
Late 20s?
trying to do chat roll at the same time so people can let us know how old they think Roman Reigns is. He's 20-something.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. But, I like the whole the dynamic up front was great. And when it comes to wrestling, I'm the better wrestler. Authority hits the ring. Triple H says, I'm giving Sting till the end of the night. Are you a man or are you a coward? And they said, Daniel Bryan and Roman, you've been misbehaving. And then Daniel Bryan with a slight Katie Vick reference.
Oh, yeah. It was more than slight, I think.
And it was trending worldwide.
Yeah, he says, considering what, because they talk about how dare you put Kane inside of a coffin, that's where dead bodies go.
Yeah.
As if they didn't set up the match themselves.
Ooh, Katie Vick was trending worldwide. Mm. Okay. Anyways, they make a match. It's Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns versus Kane in the Big Show. And that is the first match of the evening. Dale, thoughts on that? It had a little bit of a dirty finish.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that move where it was kind of into the ropes on the outside of the ring, and Daniel Bryan bounced off and went to the floor. I mean, that was...
Yeah.
Kane and Big Show, I know everybody was mad at them, but, I mean, they still put on a good show.
They still bring it.
And I like them together because then they can play off of each other pretty well.
And when they caught him when he flew outside the ropes, and he flew off the top rope, they flung him in. Pretty solid. Of course, Kane kept him from tagging in. Shot to Reigns. Daniel Bryan locks in the yes lock. Big Show pulls him out, sends him over the guardrail. DQ. Not a shock.
And then, of course, he gets a chair as if they need extra help.
Yeah, as if two guys that weigh combined 1,000 pounds need steel.
Yeah, we're the size of a car.
A little Fiat or a Honda Fit. So Roman Reigns jumps in. Big Show hits him with the chair. Reigns counters. Chair shots for everybody. Sends him outside. Daniel Bryan with the save. Roman, of course, pushes him down because Daniel Bryan accidentally did the super flying goat kick to Roman Reigns in the corner.
In the face.
Yeah, right in the grill. Roman Reigns ain't happy about it. Daniel Bryan's not happy about him getting pushed. Let's see what's going to happen next. Oh, it's Triple H. He comes out and he says, you know what, guys? I really like how you're getting along. So you're going to team up again tonight. It's going to be Daniel Bryan, Roman Reigns versus Kane. Big Show. Jay and Jay and Seth Rollins. 5-on-2.
Good for J&J getting to be in all these matches. Like,
they got to be loving it.
It's got to be nice because they don't have to work that much in the ring, but they get to be in there and do some damage, get thrown around.
And let's be honest, who doesn't want to fight in a button-down and wingtip sometimes? You know what I mean?
They took tips from Kane on how to make that work.
Just let the first couple buttons down, you know what I mean? And just go to town. Like, if you're working in an office job, who doesn't want to just have a melee breakout sometimes?
I mean... That would be pretty cool, actually.
Hell yeah.
Maybe I'm going to put that in the suggestion box at work.
That's not a bad... Yo, let me know.
Melee.
I will show up and I'll call the action.
You are good at that.
Oh, thanks, buddy. So Rollins and Ryback next. J&J, of course, interfere. Not much to this match, Dale. A couple minutes.
No, I mean, Ryback pulls Rollins up off the mat. That was a pretty impressive move. I mean, just... That's probably core strength from Rollins and from Ryback. And then into the finisher, and then he gets out of it. And, of course, you know, another DQ. It's unusual to have two DQs back-to-back, but the authority was involved in both of them. So.
I'm surprised the referees are just like, yeah, all right, just again. God. Does no one obey the rules?
No respect.
Around here. And next, we get a little bit of a video package. Shamus is coming back, everybody.
Yeah. You know what? They need to build him. I was hoping he would come back as a heel. I don't know. This might be indicative of the opposite of that, but... Either way, they need to take some more time to build him back up because when he popped back up last time in the Rumble, he got kind of lost in the shuffle, that whole run that he had. He had some good matches, I'm not saying that, but he didn't get, for a guy that was on his way to the top tier,
right.
It didn't really do him a lot of good. So hopefully they realize that and they're going to set him back on course.
I mean, don't forget he did win the Rumble a couple years ago and when he was King Sheamus, but other than that...
Well, that was King of the Ring.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's been a bit of a rough go.
I mean, they like him, and he seems like if they can get a character right for him, he's good for the business. It just last time he didn't really have much of a character.
Well, the question is though, what character? I mean, you can't really go. I don't think there's a lot of range there with Sheamus. Obviously, he's Irish. He's got the accent. You know, the Celtic Warrior. I love the whole moniker there. The question is, which side is he going to go? Is he going to go, hey, I'm the friendly guy with kids? Or just, I will kick the living S out of you.
If you're going to be a warrior, I feel like you have to be a guy who just kicks ass and takes name.
That's what I think it has to be.
Yeah.
No apologies. Kind of like the way Reigns is going right now.
Yeah.
So, Let's hope that's what happens. Moving on, Paige versus Brie Bella. You know, Brie, you know, has her detractors, but looked pretty good in the match. She was aggressive throughout, kind of in control. Nikki tries to interfere with her green all over the place. Paige throws her into Nikki. Rampage for the win. Then Bella's all green.
You know what? This had some quick pacing to it. It actually worked for me. I thought it was a good match, and it's a good build heading into, you know, Paige versus Nikki at the pay-per-view. But, yeah, those outfits, whoa.
Yeah, they look good. Yeah. I don't care what color they were.
What were you going to ask?
Where do you think this is going?
I don't care what color they were.
I don't care what color they were.
They whatever color they like.
That's right. Where do you think this is going? I know we got Nikki and we got Paige at Fastlane. I feel like this is not even going to be a clean finish.
Probably not. I mean, the unfortunate part for the Divas is that usually the road to WrestleMania is, hey, we're all going to do something together in like a hodgepodge match type of thing. So I don't know if they're really even thinking about where they're going to go with the Divas title for WrestleMania.
You know where I think it might go? I think we might be looking at a triple threat between the Bellas and Paige at WrestleMania. Am I crazy?
I don't know. They have a pretty strong history of having multiple women do stuff at WrestleMania. So
right. I mean, you want to give everyone a match. They're not going to be in the Andre Battle Royal.
Total Divas has been such a huge focus.
That's right. I don't want to have a massive freaking 9 Diva tag, though. I want a match that means something.
Yeah.
Did you
like last year?
They were great. The problem is they had to follow Lesnar and Undertaker.
Yeah.
And we were there. Like, we were, the energy was just sucked out of the room because we're all in denial. Like, wait, that didn't just happen.
Yeah, people were booing just because they were mad. They weren't even watching the match for half of it. But they pulled it back around, but I think because there was a lot of girls and a lot of action. A
lot of spots, and they really pulled out all the stops.
Yeah, I think they were able to get it back on course. Now, obviously, the booking will be different this year because you can only do that once with the Undertaker, but
that's a rough spot, yeah.
What it is, I don't know, but I kind of feel like it'll just be something that has a lot of chicks in it. I don't know. We'll see.
boy. That's pretty much how it was.
Yeah.
Lana and Rusev then hit the ring, and Lana just loves to talk about how old John Cena is. We see an incredible video package of some of John Cena's worst, I don't want to call them just injuries, just worst impactions.
Yeah, I mean, they started out like a true best of, and then it like fell into this like him getting his neck hurt by Batista and all these, like basically worst spots of
tweaking
his life.
Tweaking his knee.
Yeah. Which is pretty awesome because you don't see that package ever.
No, that was well done, and that's a library of footage they had to look down for the last 13 years.
Yeah.
And that was really cool because what that package did was it not only showed you, wow, he really is, you know, he's kind of like Kobe. He's on the downside of his career. Everyone knows it.
I guess so. But, I mean, if you look at people, I mean, you know, Hogan is what he is. But I feel like Cena could go, if he avoids injury, he could go for several more years. Like, I don't think he's,
I agree.
He can't go any higher. He's peaked. But I think he could maintain this level for several more years.
Agreed. I do like how the video package really made him vulnerable, though.
Yeah. They've been kind of doing this to Cena this for the past 6 months or something, kind of really pointing out, like, you are not now.
The elder statesman. Your time is no longer now, if you will.
My time is then.
Lana said he is awaiting annihilation. He's very vulnerable. That's when Rusev gets on the mic and says, John Cena's weak. He is nothing. And he will break him at Fastlane. That's when Cena hits the ramp. He's like, you're full of yourselves. You're full of crap. Every time I get knocked down, I get back up. We've heard that a million times. And then he mentioned Rusev's going to have a poo-poo spot. He's going to whoop his ass.
I mean, you know, he's trying something there. But do you think this is going to... Okay, so we know what's happening at Fastlane. Do you think this is where the two of them end up for WrestleMania as well? But maybe with a stipulation or something?
There's no possible way that this is going to end at Fastlane, right?
I don't know.
Where's Cena going to go?
There's not a lot of... Booking-wise, I mean, at least that comes to mind right now, usually WrestleMania is the first time of something. Or, you know, it's not usually the second or third.
Or the culmination.
Yes.
So.
But it's unusual for it to be something that we've seen a couple more times, but with an added stipulation, as far as I can think right now.
Hmm.
So, And what would that mean for Fastlane? That means that Rusev doesn't get, you know, maybe he gets DQ'd or something, you know, like maybe there's some way that he loses, but...
Well, they didn't mention, this is a non-title match, right, at Fastlane?
I thought it was for the title.
I don't know. They're not even talking about, that's the thing, they're not even talking about the U.S. title. It's weird.
Yeah. Well,
it's almost like with Cena, it's not about the title, because what is the U.S. title going to do for him?
I think it is for the title, though.
You would think it would be.
Mark, do you know?
Maybe at WrestleMania will be. I don't know.
I think initially they were talking about making it for the U.S. title, but I haven't heard them say anything either. I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, or let someone in chat roll. Holler at us. Let us know. But yeah, so basically Rusev runs his mouth, does a good job doing that. Cena says, Rusev has the jokes, Lana has the balls. You feeling froggy? Bring it, bruh. And that's when Rusev attacks. They brawl it out a little bit. He sends Cena into that big screen. And Cena, he's just laying in heat.
And goes after that eye as well, which, do we know what happened to Cena's eye? It looks funky.
I guess a house show.
I guess so. But it was messed up last week, too.
Mm.
So, I don't know. Hopefully there's nothing too...
Orbital area does take a while to heal.
I've said that so many times.
Gentlemen, the match is slated for the United States Championship.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Mark.
It's not... I don't even notice that, but okay.
I mean, that's what also makes it weird if Cena wins the U.S. title.
Yeah. I think this is going to go all the way to Mania.
Was that his first title that he won? I feel like it was. Back in the day.
Yeah. Yes.
Off Big Show at WrestleMania, maybe?
I want to say in 03, I remember he wrestled Taker, and I thought he maybe had the title, but I forget. That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I barely remember 2 hours ago.
That is true.
That's a definite fact.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Dolph Ziggler versus... Yeah, how dare you? Dolph Ziggler versus Bray Wyatt. Damn. These two once again...
Good Lord.
Just bringing down the house.
I'm surprised they didn't... I mean, this could be a WrestleMania type match. Last week was a little more impressive as far as the amount of spots and what they were doing, and Wyatt hopped up out of that Famouser, you know. I mean, yep. That was just, that whole match, it stole the night for me last week. This was a decent follow-up, but it wasn't quite what that last one was. But
arguably the match of the night, though.
Wyatt, I don't know, I liked the tag team match a lot with the Usos.
That was good.
But Wyatt has just been on a streak. He hasn't lost in a
streak,
in a while.
You say?
Hmm.
Hmm.
Is that where we're going?
I don't know. He keeps talking to someone.
If Wyatt does face The Undertaker...
I ain't going to find him, I'll tell you that much.
Well, I mean, probably not.
I ain't finding that dude.
If he does face The Undertaker, I don't know if this would be a popular opinion, but I would like him to beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania. That way he could be like,
damn,
the last guy that beat him is the champ. I think I've proven myself. I'm ready for the championship
Taker
title.
Losing two manias in a row? Bruh.
It would make people crazy, but if you already lost the streak, what difference does it make if you lose again? He can win next year when he retires.
In Dallas?
What's going. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with him, but
just
I think it'd be good creative.
Yeah. What about the clothesline?
Oh, Bray Wyatt.
First off, there were so many amazing moments in this match. Yeah. I mean, the nasty spear to take control, that sweet counter of the Sister Abigail, into the Famouser, super kick, near fall. They go outside, monster clothesline to Ziggler. I mean, Jesus.
I felt it in my bones.
Yeah.
So I can't even imagine.
And you were not even near Columbus, Ohio.
Not as far as I'm aware.
Mm-mm, much warmer climate.
Sorry about that,
it's
Ohio.
Better for the bones. But yeah, and then, of course, Bray gets him in the ring, does that weird Matrix-y creepazoid.
Well, he was trying to stop the nosebleed, I think.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's the best way to stop a nosebleed. Then you drink water upside down while bending backwards.
Yeah, but you have to hiccup. Or is that a different thing?
I don't know.
But yes, I love Wyatt. I mean, he's definitely, if he's not my favorite dude right now, he's in my top three.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel bad for Ziggler because he was on such a roll. Not that facing Wyatt is a bad thing for Ziggler, but...
2 weeks in a row, I
losing
find.
Losing 2 weeks in a row to the same guy, it isn't helping his real estate.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's 2 weeks in a row. That's kind of like, damn.
Yeah.
But if you're going to lose to anyone, it's going to be Wyatt, I guess, would
I guess
make
so.
The most sense. What an amazing video package for Junkyard Dog.
Yeah.
It brought back so many memories. I mean,
one of your faves. Too bad you don't have your Junkyard shirt on.
I wish I would have known. I would have worn my JYD shirt. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how, you know, young or old our audience is, but, you know, I started watching wrestling in the 80s, and that's when JYD was at his heyday in WWE. Before that, he had an amazing career, but, of course, he was on a worldwide pedestal in WWE. And just charismatic, such a great guy, amazing with the fans. And they really, really put a package together to pay homage to him. And, man, that was fun.
Yeah.
He left way too early. It's a damn shame.
Yeah, he's been gone for a while now.
Over a decade.
Yeah.
But his legacy lives on, so kudos to WWE for that video package with JYD. Amazing. Brock Lesnar. I got to admit, I was surprised to see him tonight.
And not really do anything.
He didn't say a gosh damn word.
Well, no, he doesn't ever have to speak, in my opinion.
That's true.
I mean, he is on a roll, baby. But otherwise, I thought maybe he would attack somebody or something. You know, if you're going to pay the man to be there, have him swing a few fists. But, hey, it's cool. I'm okay with it. I did feel bad for Brian Williams again. He's having such a bad run this past week with the whole, you know, not being a reputable person. But to have Heyman basically bury Brian Williams at the top of his promo.
Well, did you see his little thing on the network last week?
Heyman?
Yeah. Like, right after Brian Williams came out and basically said, like, hey, I misremembered. You lied.
But then the guy who flew the copter said it was his helicopter. It's a very confusing situation.
It's a very weird thing. But for some reason, I guess Heyman was at WWE headquarters, and he just broadcasted, I think it was like live at 8 p.m. Eastern last week. He broadcasted for about 4.5 minutes and just talked about how don't criticize Brian Williams because he's a liar, because every one of you are liars. It was just Heyman was there, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to write something, put it on prompter, and just broadcast to the network.
And it was just... It was just the live feed?
I'm not kidding. It was 4.5 minutes.
Huh, I missed it.
Yeah. So. But Heyman, on fire as always, said the biggest liar is Roman Reigns, along with Daniel Bryan. They're lying to themselves, to the universe. Whoever wins that match, they should hop in that helicopter with Brian Williams and undergo enemy fire.
Maybe.
Maybe, maybe not. Don't misremember it.
Wow. I mean, I feel like we've always given Heyman such huge props, it almost feels like redundant, but
there's nothing else we need to say.
I like that Brock gets more excited. As Heyman gets more excited, Brock Lesnar's like,
yeah.
Like a dog in the room, you know? Like, why are we excited now?
Heyman can promote a Rock'em Sock'em robot match, and I would be like, all right, I gotta see this. Mm-hmm. Who's even behind the robots? Who's gonna play? Like, honest to God, he's just... There's no one better at making you think it's life or death than Paul Heyman.
Yeah. People online seem to have a theory that Heyman's going to turn on Lesnar at some point. But I don't
know. Well, you know what? I agree. I at first I thought so, just because of the strong anti-Reigns reaction. Mm-hmm. But now, with this way Reigns is going...
I think he's okay on his own for...
But then you got Reigns and Lesnar. That's two...
I think we see what happens with Lesnar's contract, and if he stays, Heyman has to stay with him. I feel like that's just, it just works so well. Why mess with it? But if he is on the way out, maybe Heyman pops over to be helping out Reigns, because why not?
Or it could be the fact that maybe, you know, we start to see this new side of Reigns and Paul Heyman becomes impressed with it. But then you would think, though, we're going to see Lesnar more. If Heyman turns on Lesnar, wouldn't that make him so livid that he wants to show up? That's the dynamic there.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it goes.
We definitely will. Another battle that I'm very intrigued with, well, a future battle, if you will. Goldust and Stardust in the ring, and we already know what's going to happen.
It didn't even really take anything to prompt him this time.
Nope.
He just got over it.
He's like, you know what? You call me Cody once, shame on you. Call me Cody twice, shame on you more.
I'm out of here.
So the New Day hits the ring. It's going to be Biggie and Kofi. Stardust tags out right away. Just leaves. Goldust screams at him. Kofi with the roll-up for the win. Boom.
New Day just can't. They just can't. The crowd just doesn't know. They had a, you know, it was a tepid reaction. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't good this evening.
It's just sad, like, because if everyone would watch all the backstage internet things they've been doing,
right. They
are downright hilarious.
Yeah. But they're not really letting them be hilarious. The talking intro is a little annoying.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's just doing them a disservice. Or maybe they want, I don't know, are they going to turn them heel or something? I have no idea. But again, they're against Stardust and Goldust, which right now they have a far more interesting story, you know, with what's going on between the two of them. So, you know, they pick up the win this evening with a roll-up by Kofi. But
well, right now, Stardust and Goldust, they're just... Whoever faces them is getting the easy W.
I mean, for sure. You know? I just hope that they don't rush this particular situation. I mean, this was a rumored match at, like, WrestleMania 29 or something. I don't remember.
It was. But I think that was before the whole Stardust idea came about.
It definitely was. Yeah. So, I hope they don't rush it to be at Fastlane. I would really like to hold out. If we're going to actually get Stardust Goldust against each other, I would really like to hold out for WrestleMania for that.
Agreed.
But I also feel like Miz and Mizdow is a very similar situation, and I don't know if they'll have the time for that many grudge matches at WrestleMania.
Which battle takes more precedent right now? Would you say Goldust Stardust, or would you say Miz and Mizdow? I think I know my answer.
Miz and Mizdow are hotter.
Yep.
And the crowd is more into that. So if I was booking and I could only pick one, I would book Miz Mizdow at WrestleMania. But I feel like they both deserve to be there.
They do. But you're right. Miz and Mizdow, especially with the way Miz has been performing on the mic the past 2 weeks.
Oh, man. Yeah, I can't wait to talk about that later.
Yeah. We're going to get to it.
We're going to get to it.
Daniel Bryan backstage with Renee Young. The question is, can him and Roman Reigns get along this evening? That's when Roman jumps in. He's like, sure can. Sure will. End the promo.
Oh, we forgot to say, Stardust Goldust yelled at each other again.
Oh, that's coming.
Oh, is that before that?
After Daniel Bryan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Carry on then.
Once again, Goldust backstage, backstage. Stardust, they argue. He's like, you're my brother, Cody. And he shoves him down. He's like, don't call me Cody again. Cody's dead.
Yeah. So
Stardust lives.
I guess he's going to keep this gimmick for a minute if Cody's dead.
I'll say that. Stardust was a little friendlier to us around SummerSlam than he is right now.
And also nonsensical.
Very much
they're,
so.
I like that they're making it personal, though, because I think if you're going to split these guys up, it has to be for personal reasons more than...
And Cody's got his whole career in front of him.
Yeah.
I said Cody. Sorry.
Uh-oh. Now you're going to get some beef.
Jesus.
Could you guys imagine Dustin Runnels versus Stardust at WrestleMania as opposed to Goldust versus Stardust at WrestleMania?
Oh, wow. You think he would just totally... I mean, because at this point, Goldust is really an extended version of Dustin. Right?
I would like him to keep the gimmick and have their dad be the special guest referee.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe, I don't know how long Goldust is sticking around, but man, maybe once this feud is over, then maybe he goes, to be in Dustin. I don't know. I like, on paper, to see actual Goldust versus actual Stardust.
Yeah.
But Daddy, it would be nice if Daddy was in.
Oh, yeah, we need Dusty to referee that.
I just don't know how many times he can get down on his knees and get back up.
Just whatever, I don't care. Just...
He could be at ringside, I guess.
Get a back scratcher to hit the ring with. I don't care. Have him as special guest referee. That's right, Daddy. That'd be a legendary match with Stardust and Goldust with the special guest referee at the Sportatorium, Dusty Rhodes.
You would think he would want to be there.
Yeah.
If he's getting his boys.
Absolutely. Let's hope for the best on that. Triple H hits the ring next. He decides to talk a little smack on Sting. He makes fun of WCW. He says, WCW, oh, you mean the company I helped destroy? Which, can't argue him.
Fair. Fair claim.
Yeah, it's a fair argument.
Yeah.
And he basically says, Sting attacked twice, but he's a coward. He's not a man. He's like, well, Sting, I am a man. He calls him out. Next thing you know, those damn crows.
They're everywhere.
One of them actually made me jump.
Yeah, you were a little put off by those.
For some reason, I wasn't paying attention. I just heard, ah! I'm like, shh.
And Triple H also jumped right out of his shoes, basically. But by a fake Sting.
What about fake Sting?
Fake Sting had way too much hair to be Sting. But I wonder if they wanted us to think it was him or just to be like...
It was. I think
this is to throw you off.
It was
Triple H.
Blatant fake Sting just to be like, yo, he is everywhere, I think.
Yeah.
There's no way they wanted people to think it was actually Sting.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope not.
No.
Because it was very obviously not him.
It was the bunny.
R.I.P. bunny.
It was the bunny dressed as fake Sting. That's what it was.
Wow, that bunny did not make it out of that Kane situation.
No. But what about the...
Or Adam Rose. Where's he been for a minute? Well, I guess with Kid and Tyson for a sec. Kid and Tyson. That's the same person.
Yes, it is. Didn't even catch it. Good point. But what about the video package there when, the way Sting, I accept.
Yeah, that was great.
And then while Triple H is talking, all of a sudden his face slowly becomes like, oh, man, come on now.
I think this is a way to play Sting. Less is more with him. And when you have somebody who's a legend like that and you have this sort of mystique happening you know, at least for a lot of WWE fans, either maybe if they didn't watch WCW, they didn't see him.
Yep.
Or they know of him, but they don't know him specifically, intimately, unless you've been watching TNA for the past... He was over there for almost a decade.
A lot of fans don't even know Blonde Sting. A lot of fans don't even know Crow Sting.
I mean...
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I like that he's got this... Everybody knows of him, at least, you know, but maybe they don't know him. And to keep him in this mysterious role, I really like it. I think that's the way to play it.
That's how it should be. I mean, the character of Crow Sting is such a stroke of genius, which I believe was created by Scott Hall.
Hmm.
The whole idea was Scott. That's what an amazing brain he is in the business. But he actually came up
with... off movies like the best of them.
Well, yeah, all right, whatever. I'm just saying the Crow Sting was his pretty much his idea.
Yeah.
But the way they're keeping it so mysterious, I love that.
Yeah. No, I hope they keep that going. I don't, you know, less is more. He should be like The Undertaker where, you know, have the Crow be his gong and everybody gets chills and that's it.
I'm stoked for the 22nd. Obviously, they're not going to have a match. They're going to face off. To see what happens
it
now.
Should be interesting.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Capital letters. Now we're going to move on to your friends Tyson and Kidd.
There they are. Both of them.
Tyson and Kidd and Cesaro taking on those Usos. Man, you mentioned this could have been match of the night.
Yeah, it was for me. I thought the action was great, and I mean, the scenario of the double date. I don't know why that happened. I guess that's supposed to be a Total Divas sort of nod. You know, with Natty and Naomi, I guess.
I don't know.
It's just a little... sometimes it's hard. But, yeah, I think that these guys... I hope this is a Fastlane match.
It's got to be.
For the titles. Because they've beat them now in singles competition and in tag team. So
and
they certainly can claim it.
Let us not forget, they beat them at dinner.
They did beat them at dinner. And they probably left them with that check.
In a more awkward dinner scene than when Harry met Sally.
That was pretty awkward, actually. So.
I don't know. I'll take splashing glass in someone's eye over a fake orgasm. I'm just saying that's a little weirder.
I guess. I need to throw a table over at some point in my life. It's happened so many times.
I would like to do that.
It would be really cool.
But amazing spots here, Dale. We got Cesaro with the kind of borderline belly-to-belly over the shoulder. Usos turning the tie, the flying Uso into the super kick off the ropes. Kid goes for a roll-up off the ropes. Mm-hmm. Uso catches him. Cesaro pushes the Uso off the rope, and then just Kid gets the win.
Wow. Cesaro is such a beast, and Kid is so quick. I mean, these guys are great together. I don't know why they missed the opportunity to make Cesaro a top-tier guy after winning that Rumble. I mean, there was, you know, a few missteps there, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But these two together are golden.
Well, you know what they remind me a little bit of? And I'm not saying they're identical, but you have the Cesaro with the strength, and then you have Kid with the athleticism, the agility. Remember Power and Glory?
Mm-hmm.
That tag, it's kind of like that. Like they advertise, like one dude's strong, the other guy's just dope.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's kind of like a Power and Glory type combination, only you know, modern and maybe better. I don't know.
Well, we'll see.
I know.
I hope they let him run with it.
Everyone listening right now is probably like, "Who the hell is? How? What? How old are you?"
They're still looking up Sting.
Yeah, great match though. This is definitely going to be Fastlane because right now we don't really have that much lined up.
No. I mean, do we have anything besides
Divas?
Daniel Bryan and,
Divas.
Yeah, and the Divas?
Bryan and Reigns.
And Rusev, Cena.
Rusev, Cena, Sting, and Triple H.
But that's just
hanging.
They're going to talk. What is that?
Mm-hmm.
Face to face.
What is that? I don't know.
I don't know.
What is that?
Oh.
So, yeah, that's got to be a match. Here's another situation that I'm loving so much. Damian Mizdow taking on Sin Cara. That's not the story. The story is Miz just crushing it. The last 2 weeks, not allowing Miz Dow to take off the sunglasses the way he wants to, the way the universe loves it. And then during the match, Miz makes him get water, open the water, Sin Cara attacks, and then as he's laying on the ground, he goes, pay attention to your opponent, Miz Dow.
As he drinks from the water.
Yeah,
it's pretty golden. I mean, Miz, people boo him, but he is a great heel. I mean, that guy knows how to incite a crowd. Mm-hmm. I feel. And, I mean, even when the crowd was like, you're from Cleveland, and he chanted back at them.
Yeah, better than Columbus.
Yeah. I mean, he should have a mic at ringside more often, I feel, because he can. And he said, how dare you try to use the figure four, the move that I made famous.
What a way to get heat! God, I love that!
That's so smart.
He's so pompous and owns it.
Yeah. I You know, I've always liked Miz. He's always had a hard time getting over with the crowd, but I think if they can keep him heel, that's where he excels.
Well, WrestleMania, it was 27, the one with
in Atlanta?
Cena.
Yeah.
That I thought he was phenomenal. You know, the video package leading up to the match with mm-hmm. where they used the song Hate Me Now and all that. That was great, but I feel like the work he's doing right now is really top-notch. And Mizdow just being a sympathetic, you know, I don't want to say hero, but kind of.
He's
like Cinderella being abused. Put on the glass slipper, bro.
I guess so, yeah.
Make it happen.
Cinderella.
Yeah. Send to Mizdow.
Yeah, I think I just want to see where they go with it. I'm very curious. I hope there's a stipulation of Miz having to do Mizdow's assistant work or something. Like I don't know. I like this dynamic between the two of them. Even if they face each other, I kind of don't want to have this end.
Yeah, well, it's gonna. And you know what else is maybe never gonna end? Sin Cara's win streak.
Sin Cara push.
Sin Cara push.
Yeah, I mean, good for Sin Cara. Yeah. I don't know. Having the tag titles at NXT, I don't know what the thought was there. If they felt like he needed more work, or if he could help out the.
As they bring up Kalisto, for God's sake, yeah. Let him be a tag team up here.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I hope they have a plan for him, because I think Sin Cara, after they replaced Sin Cara 1, I think Sin Cara 2.0 is great. So I hope that they figure out something cool storyline for him, because I like the character. I think it's a good idea. And
sure.
They don't have anybody that's a Lucha-type character on the main roster.
They do not. So they have him, maybe Kalisto soon, but I have a question for you. Where do we go when we die? I don't fear you anymore. And it's time for you to go home. Find me. What up with that, Dale? Go ahead.
Check, please.
That was fun.
I mean, everybody assumes The Undertaker, right? I mean, I don't know who else he could be talking to. Because everybody thinks it's The Undertaker, if it's not The Undertaker, I almost feel bad for who it might be. Unless it's somebody super cool that
could it be?
We're not thinking of.
What was, oh God, remember that guy like 11 years ago that showed up for 2 weeks? Mordecai. The guy with the white hair that everyone was like, what?
What if it's Heidenreich?
Oh God, no. Saying poems?
Yeah.
Oh God.
The only other person I feel like it could be is like the Boogeyman or something, but it's not the Boogeyman.
No.
That'd be really weird. To be on like a winning streak and have a guy that didn't really,
yeah,
you know, I mean, he popped, but he didn't like
to match Bray up with Boogeyman. That can't be it.
He faces John Cena at his first WrestleMania and the Boogeyman at his second WrestleMania.
Well, he's coming to get you.
Yeah, I just don't see it happening. So I hope that is what's going on.
I like how AJ0314 is hilarious. He says Johnny's face looks like he just took some shots. I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
Are my cheeks red? Do I look flushed?
You are in that red, it's like a yellow light or something.
It's a yellowish hue.
Yeah.
I assure you, no shots have been taken.
That would have been a good idea, though.
We should have done that.
Yeah.
Damn it.
If we knew Kathy wasn't going to be here, we could have potted!
Yeah, that's right! She's taking sake in Japan.
Hey, yeah.
Isn't that where that's where they do sake?
That's what they do.
That's what they do over there. All day. Anyways, Curtis Axel, he's in the ring pointing to that WrestleMania sign. Nobody's going to steal a spotlight, not even Kanye West! And he never lost a Royal Rumble match. He wants the hashtag.
Yeah.
Axelmania.
Axelmania.
What up, though, Dale?
I mean, this is the best we've seen Axel on a microphone that I can ever recall. He hasn't really much time to have a character. So him bitching about the Rumble,
yep.
I don't think that was a plan, honestly. But
no.
It's working out great for him. I think he should just continue to lose, though. Like, just continue talking about Axelmania
will.
And just... job
Trust
to everybody.
Me. He will.
Hey, where's Zack Ryder? He made his little re-debut in the Rumble, but we haven't seen him on Raw at all.
Main event, maybe?
I don't know. I don't watch main event.
Yeah, I don't really get it on there too much either.
Yeah.
But I do not
Wait,
know.
Isn't main event taking like a break or something? Something weird's going on with main event because of a contract.
Can't keep track.
Something.
it's too damn much.
There's a lot going on.
So anyways, Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
He puts up a good fight.
It's a decent match.
It was a decent match. Dirty Deeds for the win, but Axelmania, hashtag, put up a decent fight, bro.
Yeah, and then we get a little BNZ.
That's right, your boy, BNZ. Bad News Barrett gets on the Titantron after Dean Ambrose says, I want the IC title, I'm not stopping until I get it. And he basically says that, I don't need to give you a match. Kardashian reference. Thoughts?
Everybody was on Kardashian about that gown. She did look a lot like Ric Flair, though.
She couldn't hold Ric Flair's bootstraps.
I mean, booty straps.
Yeah, that's right. I'll say it. That whole family. Jesus.
I mean, don't get me started on that.
No.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't want Wade Barrett to lose the title because this has been another Wade Barrett run of, like, not being on Raw a whole bunch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they were, like, re-tinkering with them to become up with this BNZ idea, if that's why we haven't seen him on Raw a whole bunch. He's been on SmackDown a couple times. He lost to Sin Cara, I do believe. But I don't know. I love Ambrose.
Yes.
It would be great if we could maybe that's something we could get like a Dolph Ziggler involved or get, you know, maybe that's where those guys end up at WrestleMania is like a, you know, four-way or something for the IC.
I mean, I think Bad News Barrett and Ambrose are going to put on a hell of a match.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You think that's a Fastlane match?
Yes, definitely.
Definitely.
Ambrose is talking about it way too much to be a WrestleMania thing.
Yep. No doubt about that. We're about to get to the main event. We got 20 minutes-ish left. Why don't we give out the phone number right now, and people can
All right,
can
if you have any comments, questions...
Wait, 10 minutes. Oh, damn it. Yeah. All right, well, that's enough for a couple phone calls.
Very quickly,
give me the phone number. I'm going to type it in.
424-256-1729.
424, what?
Oh, geez. 424-256-1729. I am not hiring you for my assistant.
Don't ever hire me for anything.
Call us. Questions, comments. What do you think's happening? Who is Bray Wyatt talking to? Is
right.
Is it really The Undertaker?
But I'm putting in a message. We can take a call or two, but behave, damn it.
Yeah. We can hang up pretty quick if you got something crazy going on in your life.
There we go. All right, so main event. Here we go.
Wait, we did not mention that Rikishi is going into the Hall of Fame.
Yes, sorry about that.
Announced by the Usos on their Twitter, but confirmed absolutely this evening on Raw. Pretty cool. I mean, I loved the Too Cool run, and
yeah,
that was, you know.
Well-deserved, incredible athlete. Way to go, Rikishi. Can't wait to see that. Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan versus the entire damn authority. They surround the ring. They attack before the bell rings. They take out Reigns. Reigns is pretty much taken out twice.
We don't see him for most of this match.
Nope. KO punch. Daniel Bryan's getting destroyed. Everyone's getting some. Mercury, Noble, Rollins, Show, Kane, choke slam. Rollins sends Daniel Bryan into the corner. Kane and Show take the announcer's table apart. Next thing you know, the cavalry comes in. Ryback, Ziggler, Rowan. Like you said, going all the way back to Survivor Series.
Yeah, I like long story tales like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not story tales, but tales on a story.
Yeah.
Where you can have that. I feel like Rowan is just kind of like in the mix randomly. Ziggler and Ryback seem like they got somewhere to go with it, and Rowan's just kind of like, hey! Still here!
I got my mask on!
Remember me? I was in the Wyatts.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I like that. I don't know where they're going with it, but we'll see.
Either way, they come down. Ziggler takes... He jumps off the stage, takes out a whole bunch of people.
Oh, good.
It looked real good. And then, of course, Daniel Bryan left in the ring with J&J. I love how he just went back and forth, just the kicks to both of them. Mercury, Noble. Reigns blind tags in. Spear for the win. And this is where I love this part. Here we go. They start arguing. Daniel Bryan's like, how dare you turn your back on me? What the hell are you doing?
Shoves him.
Spear.
That was great. It's smart move to have... I mean, people are going to hate on Reigns anyways, right? So you might as well have him be this badass dude that's just like, screw the fan favorites,
yeah,
screw everybody. Like, I am doing my thing. This is my path. I won the damn Royal Rumble. I'm going to WrestleMania. Forget it.
That's the only way for Roman Reigns to even be respected by all the angry fans.
Yeah.
Is by him being non-apologetic. Don't pander. Don't try to change things that much. Roman Reigns is saying, you know what? Screw you. I can kick everyone's ass. This is me. They may boo the hell out of him, but at least they're going to respect him a little more. And I think these last 2 weeks, they've done better than they could have imagined to make Roman Reigns look amazing.
And Lord, it is so much better than anything they were writing for him previously with the Superman pow and all
thank
the
God.
Jack and the Beanstalk, whatever the hell was going on there. This post-Rumble Reigns is way more badass, in my opinion.
Agreed.
He's just coming off super strong, and I don't know if they're going to keep that match how it is, or if they're going to add Daniel Bryan, or is Daniel Bryan going to be the one to go? I don't know.
Well, we know the Fastlane match, faux show.
Yeah. But do you think that they have Reigns continue forward? I kind of feel like they will.
Man, that's going to make people mad. But, I mean, hey, you can't always get what you want.
Okay.
You guys ready for a fan?
Oh, we got a phone call?
Let's do it. Sir.
That's perfect timing.
Who are live with Dan and Johnny.
Who do we have?
Yes. Hello.
Hey, what's happening? Who's this?
Hey, this is Derek.
What's up, Derek?
Hey, I was just wondering, what's up with Randy Orton? Like,
Good question.
When is this Randy Orton?
That's a great question.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of house shows that he's advertised for. And you know, he was here in L.A. right after Christmas, right before Christmas. But anyways, he's wrestling at all the house shows. So I think they're just keeping him off for storyline reasons to find a really good moment to interject him. What, I don't know where that will be. Do you have a preference of what you would like to see him put into?
Yeah, what do you think, Derek?
Well, I'm just wondering, like, when is his... you know, whole feud with Seth Rollins gonna, you know, pick back up.
Ooh.
I think how are they gonna make his return, like, you know, impactful?
That's a good point. I think we could see Rollins and Orton at WrestleMania.
How about this, Derek and Dale? Maybe Seth Rollins tries to cash in at Fastlane. That's when Orton ruins everything, and then bam,
stops him from cashing in.
Right.
Yeah. So he still keeps the briefcase, then they face each other, WrestleMania. Maybe we get Seth Rollins again at the end of that title match with the case.
What do you think, man?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. You don't think we might see him on a Raw before?
We're running out of Raws before Fastlane. We got two left.
And I think, you know, with the network the way it is, I don't think you necessarily have to show guys on Raw, because it's not like it's going to necessarily improve pay-per-view buy rates anymore. If you get the network, you're going to watch.
Yeah.
Well, they gave promos for Sheamus tonight, so I don't know why not Orton, you know?
Yeah, I wonder if they're kind of, you know, deflecting. Like, think about Sheamus coming back, and they're saving Orton as a good surprise.
Has to be.
They like those surprises. I was kind of surprised that they announced Sheamus, really.
Yeah.
But I think they need to build him back up. But Orton will come and be instantly hot again, so maybe they're just waiting for that right moment.
Absolutely. And plus, RKO out of nowhere. You can't beat that, Derek.
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Of course, man. Thank you for watching. I know we got a few other people trying to call in, so the line should be open if you're trying to call in. Do we got a call? Bam! Who this?
Hey, guys.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, Nuggets. Well,
What's up, Nuggets? Hey, you're one of the people that you got us all trending. I don't know if anyone knows this, but on Saturday night, Nuggets and a ton of fans got Quastomania trending, and then today they got Dale and Chuck trending worldwide. It's ridiculous. So
that's
thank
how
you.
We do.
You're adorable. What's going on, girl?
Hey guys, I just wanted to talk about like how packed Raw seemed tonight. It almost seemed like a go home. It was like so much, like guys were doing double duty. Like crazy.
Yeah, there was a lot of storyline in tonight's episode. What do you think about Sheamus coming back?
I'm curious if he's going to be a heel or a face. He works way better as a heel.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah,
I feel like the roster's a little light on baby faces, so they might just go out there and just let him be like old crazy Cena like he was before. But I don't know.
I mean, you can have him come back as a face, and then it makes it all the more impactful when he turns heel as well.
Yeah,
it does make it more impactful when he turns heel. I feel like he might come out maybe to help like Ziggler or somebody and then turn on him. That would be good.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I mean, we'll see. I think Orton, because I think Orton's going to come back face too, though. So maybe it's
got
a case.
To.
That's a case to have Sheamus come back heel.
Here's the thing. It's because everybody knows so much all the time. Like, and because I live in New York, they're advertising Orton to be at a house show in March.
I saw that, and it's like a tag team with somebody.
Yeah, but he's been doing house shows. That's not really giving away anything.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He has been doing
houndos,
so that's not really giving away too much. That is true.
I definitely want to see Sheamus come back and do something impactful right away. I don't care what it is. I don't care who he brogue kicks. Make it something we care about. That's all I ask.
Yeah, make it something that we care about, because he is such a big superstar. Like, if you bring him in and he's not doing much, and he's just, like, you know, kind of like you see him one day, or if he's doing the Wade Barrett thing where he's not out, as much. Like, I was really excited for Wade Barrett to come back, but he's not doing. I mean, he has the IC titles, but he's not doing as much.
Yeah, right. That's what I was saying. Yeah.
All right. Well, Nuggets, we love you. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, good to talk with you.
I was so glad I got through. I was like, oh, I need to get through.
Well, I think we're going to take one more call, so thank you, girl.
Bye.
Good job.
One more quick one. Bye. Really quick. Come on, Mark. We love you, buddy. One more call. Let's do it real fast, and then we'll get out. All right, who do we got?
Hey, this is Aaron.
Aaron Snyder.
Yeah, this is AJ0314.
Oh, what's up, AJ? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing? It's kind of depressing that Kathy's not here.
Well,
she's pretty... Oh, never mind.
We'll tell her.
That's what she wants. We got to make this super quick. What's up, man?
Oh, okay, I just want to say... what do you guys think about, do you think the crowd's going to be split between Roman and Daniel Bryan? Because with Roman, as much as he attracts the female audience with his so glow hair, I pretty much think he's pretty much been getting half of the, it's kind of interesting to see how he's been, because as far as I'm concerned, he pretty much wore the world Roman fair and square, and now he's pretty much... I'm still going for Curtis Axel to win the world title at WrestleMania.
All right. Thanks, AJ. We'll take the answer right here. I think he brings up a good point. I still say it's going to be 75-25 for Daniel Bryan-ish if I had to give it a percentage.
I mean, AJ brings up a good point of the ladies like Roman Reigns. That is one thing I know for sure. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you've got that, but Daniel Bryan wins all crowd all the time. But, yeah, Axel is definitely taking that title.
No doubt. Bold prediction. All right, Dale, put yourself over, my friend.
You can find me at The Walking Dale on Instagram and Twitter, and you can also find Johnny and I on Wrestling Compadres on Nerdist.com.
Better believe it, at Wrestling Buds on Twitter, at Jay Quasta on Twitter, JLOComedy.com. And come out and see a show sometime. We love you guys. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.